From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Hurricane Irma closed schools throughout South Florida for anywhere from 7 to 18 days, depending on the school. Full-time school employees like teachers got paid anyway. Thousands of hourly workers did not. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us that school districts are looking for ways to mitigate those economic hardships.
For some of the lowest paid employees in Florida's largest school districts, clerical and food service workers, bus drivers, coaches, and after-school counselors, Hurricane Irma was a direct financial hit.
I did not get recognized for all those days that I was out, but I went back to work and I just had to keep looking forward and not look back.
Giancarlo Rodriguez has worked as a clerical assistant at Hialeah Gardens High School for 9 years. He usually spends about 25 hours a week answering phones and greeting visitors. When the school closed for 7 days for Hurricane Irma, he didn't get paid. Miami-Dade school district officials estimate there were about 3,000 people in the same situation, part-time employees who work on an hourly basis. Some have pretty regular schedules, like Rodriguez. Others work only a few hours here and there. The district's full-time and some part-time employees were paid normally, mainly because they were protected by collective bargaining contracts. Rodriguez is 26, and he says he got by on his small savings. Plus, he gets help from the government because he has a disability.
I am paralyzed from waist down, and I only have usage of one arm.
He hopes if something like this happens again, he won't lose that income.
For the part-timers, they could have done at least something to be fair.
There absolutely is sympathy for wages lost for any of our employees, but in particular, the most vulnerable.
Ron Steiger is chief financial officer for Miami-Dade County Public Schools. He says the district has come up with a way to help, for now. For the most part, hourly employees can work only 25 hours per week. But soon, the district plans to lift that cap for one pay period, so employees have a chance to work extra time and bring in some of the money they lost because of Hurricane Irma.
Ensuring that employees can get made whole while simultaneously not being wasteful at all with public dollars is really important, which is why we found this compromise.
But it's only a short-term solution. Miami-Dade School Board policy prohibits paying hourly people for work they didn't do. School Board Chair Perla Tabaris-Hantman says she's interested in taking another look at the rule.
If there's anything that we can do to change it, I certainly would be happy to bring it to the board.
Board member Steve Gallen says he too is considering proposing an exception for emergencies like hurricanes.
Many of our community members are living paycheck to paycheck, and when you have a situation where paychecks are totally eliminated from a household, it can have some devastating consequences.
In South Florida's other large school districts, the emergency payroll policies rely on collective bargaining contracts and the discretion of the superintendent to determine who gets paid. The Palm Beach County District's emergency payroll policy says the superintendent can decide whether to pay non-essential employees who don't work when schools are closed. Superintendent Robert Avosa says during the 7 days schools were closed for Irma, the district didn't pay its 2,600 temporary employees.
By the very nature of their work, it's difficult to really ascertain how much a person would typically work.
Avosa said he is reviewing the district's payroll decision. He didn't specify what might change in the future.
We're looking at that. We look at and review everything after an incident.
School was closed for 7 days in Broward County, too. About 2,500 temporary employees there couldn't work. It took us almost 2 months and more than $250 to get the payroll records from the Broward District. Miami-Dade and Palm Beach provided the information at no cost. The Broward District's emergency policy says employees are paid when schools are closed based on their collective bargaining agreements. But there is some wiggle room. There were cases when people without those protections got paid, like principals. Superintendent Robert Runcie declined multiple requests for interviews, as did all 9 members of the school board.
Hello, this is Robert Runcie, superintendent of Broward County Public Schools.
A spokeswoman offered to send a recording of Runcie reading a written statement.
There are employment types who work on an as-needed basis who are not paid during the district's closure.
The recording included only part of the statement his spokeswoman had already sent by email. The emailed statement explained that it was up to him to decide who got paid. Quote, the district's senior leadership team makes the determination. The statement said it was based on past practice and collective bargaining agreements. In the Keys, the Monroe County District, school was out for much longer, up to 18 days in some cases. Full and part-time employees got 8 days of paid administrative leave because that's how long the county was under mandatory evacuation. Workers who missed additional days were paid anyway, but they're expected to make up the time. Some of them worked during breaks for Thanksgiving and Veterans Day, and they'll have another chance on President's Day next month. Mark Porter is the Monroe District Superintendent.
We would be very flexible and open as to how we would allow them to make up that time in a way that's of value to the district.
Porter says some hourly employees came back before residents were allowed to return to help with repairs and cleanup, and they earned a higher hourly rate than usual.
They came in to help us under very difficult circumstances because they had to come back without their families being allowed to come back with them.
The district did not provide an exact number of the temporary employees, but the workforce there is tiny compared to its neighboring South Florida districts. There's another group of workers who didn't get paid while schools were closed for Hurricane Irma, substitute teachers. There are about 12,000 of them in South Florida. Carla Hernandez-Matz is president of Miami-Dade's Teachers Union. She says after the storm, she heard from subs who are struggling.
If you have a substitute teacher and you were planning on substituting those days because somebody was going to be out, but there was nobody out because there was no school, then you didn't work that day. You know, it's just tough.
Hernandez-Matz says United Teachers of Dade offered what it could, gift cards for groceries and gas. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.